special day here at WTOP.
Yay.
Tonight we are celebrating, get this, the four-year anniversary of our Wine of the Week.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg wants to revisit the types of wines that started it all. We're getting naked here in the studio.
We are. We're getting naked here in the studio, just like we did 4 years ago.
Oh, boy. Quite a tradition. It's naked Chardonnay, actually. Hi there, Scott.
Hi, Joan.
All right. So happy four-year anniversary. What better way to celebrate with some naked Chardonnays, but it's not as naughty as it sounds.
No. We're not. We're actually not drinking our Chardonnays naked.
Right.
We're drinking our Chardonnays without oak.
Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, okay. Very nice. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, a lot of the Chardonnays that are traditionally made, we're used to being stored in oak barrels, and so you kind of get this big, fat, rich, buttery, oaky flavor. But there's a trend now to kind of get away from that. Now, we talked about this 4 years ago when we first started the Wine of the Week. It was our very first segment. I thought it would be fun, 4 years later, to revisit it because it's really becoming, I guess, a thing. There's a lot more un-oaked Chardonnays on the market today than there were 4 years ago.
Okay, well, let's go out to California for your first one. What do you got?
Yeah, let's talk about the 2011 Four Vines Chardonnay. Now, this is the Naked from Santa Barbara County, California. This is full of green apple, pear, and nectarine scents. And then you get this flavor of peach, nectarine, little kiwi, and it's supported by surprisingly good depth and just carries fresh fruit across the entire palate. Again, we're not getting a lot of oak. We're getting this all in stainless steel fermentation. Mm-hmm. So you get bright acidity on the finish, accents those notes of citrus and pineapple. Really nice. And it's perfect for a summer picnic and only $10.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Okay.
They're not spending all that money on oak.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. What else do you have that's in the value Chardonnay category?
Well, you know, I'm going to go with the 2012 Zolo Unoaked Chardonnay. Now, this is from Mendoza, Argentina. The Chardonnay delivers pure fruit flavor, temperature-controlled stainless steel fermentation, and native yeast really help produce layers of fruit-focused tropical fruit pear aromas, and then clean, crisp balance, easy, charming frame. Again, that abundant acidity, fresh, nice balance. Really a great value at $11.
Now, you tell us that this whole movement really got started in Australia.
Right.
So they've got to have a couple.
They have a sense of humor down there.
They do. Yeah. So what do you got for us from there?
So let's talk about where it all started down under. The term naked, which originated in Australia, the 2011 Trevor Jones. Now, they refer to their unoaked Chardonnay as Virgin Chardonnay. Gotta like that. From Barossa Valley, Australia. I love it. As the name suggests, wine receives no oak treatment. Dazzling bouquet, though, of Gala apples and white peaches. Then mouth-filling flavors of apple, nectarine, ripe pear, just built on a beautiful medium frame, long, impressive finish. Natural abundant acidity, again, fresh, crisp, lovely, $12.
Very nice. All right, what about south of the equator? You have another one there for us?
I do, the 2011 Via Maria Private Bin Unoaked Chardonnay. Now, this comes from Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. It gets that zesty bouquet of lemon, lime, and fresh peach in there on the nose. But then again, more acidity and all that beautiful fresh fruit flavor of peach, pineapple. Now, what I like about this, honeydew melon. Right, yeah. And a little tropical fruit, but it ends crisp, clean, little tiny bit of grapefruit in there on that finish. $15, a beautiful wine. Again, not expensive. We're talking about some pretty good wines here.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Scott, because I didn't go over this with you beforehand, but we've now done Wine of the Week for 4 years. In the last 4 years, give us one or two of the best wines you have tasted in this period since you've been with us. You have one or two in mind?
Wow.
Favorites?
You know, there have been a lot over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there have been a lot of fun wines. Probably the one that just pops into my head, and I couldn't tell you why, was the 2008 Worthy Cabernet Sauvignon. I guess it's because it's produced by a local guy up here in Columbia, Maryland, mm-hmm. Gus Calaris. And also, it's just a great value at $25. It really delivers a lot of fun fruit and good value at that price.
That's the thing. You know, you could taste the most expensive wine in the world and the least expensive, but on the other end, you can just find some really great
stuff.
Right
in the middle there.
And that's why you help us out every week at this time.
And it's my pleasure to do so.
We love you.
Very good, Scott Greenberg. Thanks so much, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.